Everybody, every old timer up there, now this is fact. I believe he run all the way back to camp and stayed in the camp there until they got back. Old George chewed him out for leaving the stand and everything and told him he saw that crazy woman, you know, a wild woman. They called her a wild woman. And they went back the next day to that site and there was a footprint when she run across. And they used to even put cans on string all the way around the camp. That's how scared they was of. And nobody ever took a shot at her. I guess they're too scared, I don't know. But they got some other guys up there to tell you times they seen her. Now,
is this up in Big Thicket?
Yeah, up in Big Thicket. Now, this is supposed to be true, and I believe it. A few years back, they claimed that they found bones and had them checked, and it was bones of an old woman back out in the woods. And they had the imprint of long hair and all this stuff. But several of them guys tell you the story of seeing her in different times. Sometimes there's some farmers up there. See, old man, one of the old men up there tell, he used to hear her scream out back behind her barn. And there's several people up there tell you about it. But this is probably true.
That's it. Old house back out.
She was raised by the wolves a little bit.
Nurse by the wolves.
Now, it's been proven before it just happened before. But I don't know about this up here. But I noticed in the paper they had a show coming out that some of this about a wild woman raised by the wolves and stuff. I'm going to have to watch it and see. But I say it's true. Is everybody up there is talking about it, and I swear about it. And there's other things happening up there. Other tales. But this, I believe.
Yeah. You ever heard about any animals out there people could identify? Or?
Well, old tells now, back, I don't know how many years back, him and his dog went down to the creek site there. We got two campsites. That's way down the bottom. And he was going to hunt the next day, so he went down there late that evening. He had a tent set up. He slept in. Him and his dog. Now, his dog never was scared enough. It bayed hogs and everything. One night he was sacked out in his bunk and his cot. He went to hearing his dog growling outside and he had flapped clothes on those teeth.
Yeah.
Directly heard something just fly up against his tent and knock on it. You know, he just hit it. His dog went squealing. He come inside that flat bone, went right up under his bunk, under his cot. He got up and grabbed a shotgun. Of course, you always sleep with your gun up there. Bobcats and cougars. And grabbed his gun, that dog of his is laying up under that cot of his shaking up the storm. His truck was just a little ways from the tent, you know.
Yeah.
So he said, I was talking to my dog. Dog, I said, I don't know what it is you're scared of, but we ain't staying here. He run out there and expected his dog to follow. He jumped in his truck and hooked him, you know. He come up to our camp. So he'll tell you about that. He, to this day, he don't know what it was. He left his dog down there, but nothing hurt his dog. And he's a big man. He got scared.
Okay. Well, I've heard some stories about up there. You know,
now there's blood. They claim now year before last or 3 years ago there was a bear that was romping the woods up there, drifting down from somewhere, and it was raiding the chickens and stuff down there. It got pretty close to where we hunted, and we never did see it. Now, there's a cougar, year before last, that the bounty hunters, the game bounty hunters, were hunting that drifted down there. And to this day, that's all guns in our camp here, in our lead. Year before last, I was going to make a drive down the tram road, like a hill, went down into a drain. And I set my standards out as I went down this hill, see, down this tram road. And I was going to make a short drive up.